Good morning. This is Pastor Roy Carter from the New Life Christian Fellowship Church. Our sanctuary is located at 1529 North Wisconsin Street here in the city of Racine, Wisconsin, 53402. And because the pandemic situation is still going on in our community, in our city, our state, in our world, we are still not meeting in the sanctuary. But as a body of believers, we still gather to worship and praise our God. We invite you to share with us each Sunday morning here as we come together to just give a word of God that will keep us encouraged, that will motivate us, that will push us forward in our walk with the Lord. Just because we can't meet in the sanctuary as we normally do, because we can't go and, you know, the phrase that we hear so often, we can't meet and hug each other and just share with each other like we normally could, we still can worship and praise our God. We still can live for Him. All of these things we still do because God is still our God. And we're still grateful for Him being our God and allowing us, choosing us to be His people on today. So we just greet you by saying good morning. Welcome to today. It's a day that the Lord has made and we choose to rejoice and we'll be glad in it, despite what is going on, despite the circumstances that we may personally live within. We rejoice knowing that God is with us. God has not left us. We are grateful to see each of you as you come on this morning and share with us. God bless you. We want to take the moment to remind you. We say it every week because it's still so very important that we practice the guidelines given to us by the CDC and other health officials. Let's make sure we continue to wash our hands and to sanitize. And please, please, please put on your mask and practice your social distancing. Things in our area, in our part of the world, they are worse than they have ever been. And it's going to take us to look out for us. So put that mask on every time you leave the house. Put it on. Minimize your going out. Only make it when you have to go out. Things are not, you know, sometimes we think that because something has been going on for a while, well, it's got to be better. No, just this week alone, I've received the message that many that we know have crossed over from life to eternity at the hand of COVID-19. So I beg of you, put that mask on. Continue to sanitize. Wash them hands. We've got to do these things, people, that we might stay healthy. And then what we can't do, we'll trust God to do for us. We want to let you know that you can still reach out to us. You can send a message. The details are in our caption there. You can still call the office. No one is there on a regular basis, but we get the messages and we'll be sure to reach back out to you. You can email us. Our new website is up and running, so you can be sure to send us a message there, nlracine.org. Reach out to us, share with us, not just your concerns and your prayer requests, but we relish your encouragement as well. So just reach out and do these things, and together with God's help, with God's almighty hand, we shall survive even this. Now, I want to go to the word of God on this morning. I go to God's word because it's what gives us life. It's what encourages us. It's what strengthens us. It's what gives us fuel to go on another step further. This morning, I want to talk about hearing, listening to God's word. You know, listening is so very, very, very important. I'm reminded that recently, back in August, there was a local election. And there were some people, I encourage everybody, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote and make sure you exercise that right to vote. But I was talking to somebody later that day and they had failed to vote. And they said they weren't aware that today was the day we were supposed to do that. And I'm just in shock. Like, how could you not know? And I started sharing them all of the reasons why you should have known this. And they just kept saying, I didn't know. I didn't know. And we kind of discovered that the reason they didn't know is because they weren't listening. They weren't listening. Listening is so very important. So we want to talk about that this morning, listening to and hearing God, because it's so very necessary. Our scripture this morning, we're going to go, if you'll go with me, we're just going to go to the book of 1 Samuel. In verse 1 Samuel chapter 3, and I'm going to begin reading at verse number 1 from the New International Version. It says, the boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, here I am. And he ran to Eli and said, here I am. You called me. But Eli said, I did not call. Go back and lie down. So he went and lay down. Again, the Lord said, Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, here I am. You called me. My son, Eli said, I did not call. Go back and lie down. Now, Samuel did not know yet the Lord. The word of the Lord had not been revealed to him. A third time, the Lord called Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, here I am. You called me. Then Eli realized the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, go and lie down. And if he calls you, say, speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel said, speak, for your servant is listening. Read in your hearing from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. And I'm talking about listening, hearing God, listening and hearing God. Listening is that element that all of us possess that allows us to hear what is being said, to hear the noise that is being made, to hear what somebody is saying, and then to be able to respond to what it is that we hear. Listening is important in life. It's crucial in order to make a relationship work. Ever have, or you've been involved with somebody? You know, at New Life, I often talk about the boo thing, the boo factor. You ever been involved with boo, and boo is talking, but you're not listening, you don't hear them. Or flip it around the other way. You're saying whatever you're saying, and boo ain't listening. And so because they're not listening, you say, you ain't hearing what I'm saying. Now, that doesn't mean that you were not speaking, but it often means they're not hearing. And then as not hearing, they're not able to comprehend and then do what needs to be done. In order for us to have a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ, we've got to be able to hear. And to then hear and understand and put that understanding into motion. It has to be done. Why is hearing so important? And I'm here, I'm talking about hearing God. Why is it so important? Remember in Romans chapter 10 and verse number 17, it tells us that faith, that ability to hear and understand what we don't see, but what God has said, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So listening and hearing from God is absolutely vital to our living. Hearing is important because Jesus pointed out, remember when Jesus was there and his disciples was there, and they came and said, your mother and your brother, your family is outside. And Jesus says to them, my mother and my brother, my family, that's those who hear the word of God and then do it. See, many times we want to claim ourselves to be children of God. And Jesus is saying that those that belong to him are those that hear, listening to what God is saying, and then obey God's word. And then a verse that many of us are so very familiar with in Psalm 119 and verse 105, it points out that God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. It's God's word, what God says, that enables us then to be guided along in the way that we're going. I remember once many years ago, my older brother lived in Kansas and the way we found to go that allowed us to avoid the heavy traffic in Chicago was to take 35 going out that way. And it was a wonderful way, but it was dark. When at night it was dark and there were long stretches where there was nothing. And I remember one night we're in the car and we're going. I have my mother and my baby sister in the car and we're going and I wasn't paying attention to the gas hand. And now I look up all at once and I realize, ooh, I only have a little bit of gas left. And I'm in unfamiliar territory. So I'm just praying and I'm saying, God, let us find a gas station real soon. Now, we did find one. Thank God we were able to find one and it was able to get the gas. But I often remind myself of how long I had traveled not paying attention to the signs that were there, not looking at them and knowing that, you know, many times on the highway, they'll say, this is the last exit you got with some gas on it for the next 100 miles or whatever. I was not listening. And so because I wasn't listening, now I'm in a moment of panic, and the panic could have been avoided if I just would have listened. Many of you are living your life and you're going about day by day, but you're not listening. And so because you're not listening and hearing what God is saying, it causes you problems. Why do we not hear what God is saying? And one of the first reasons, the main reasons we don't hear what God is saying is because many times we are just absolutely crazy busy. Now, what are you doing? That's another story. But we just busy, just doing, and a whole lot of what we are doing, result of what we're doing, but we busy. And in our busyness, we fail to hear God. Psalm 46 and verse number 10 reminds us, the writer says, be still and know that I am God. Notice that God didn't speak to Samuel in the busyness, in the noise of all of the day that was going on, but God chose to speak to him in the quiet of the night. Many of us are overloading our lives with stuff, non-productive stuff, unbeneficial stuff. And that stuff that we are busy with causes us to not hear God. It's drowning God out. You know, in Luke chapter 8, Jesus was speaking and he was telling a parable about the seed. And he makes mention about a seed. And he says in verse number 14, the seed that fell among the thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. It's those outside influences that choke out what God is saying. You remember the story of Mary and Martha? Jesus comes to visit, and the scripture lets us know in Luke chapter 10. It says, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to them. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to to what he said. But Mary was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. Many of us are not hearing what God is saying because we're distracted by all the preparations that have to be made. Many times we're not hearing what God is saying because we're focused on the wrong things. We're not focused on things that are life-sustaining. We're not focused on things that will carry us through. We're focused on superficial things. Now, it's important to make sure you look good and you're groomed well and all of those things. But many times we're so stuck on how our hair is or how our face is made or the clothing that we have on or the job or this or that or the other that we miss out on what God is saying. We're focused on the wrong things. Notice again, it's not the way that Samuel spoke to God, because God called him in the darkness of the night, the quiet of the night. Now, yeah, sometimes God will use dramatic things to get our attention. He'll let the thunder clap to get our attention. But many times God is speaking when it's quiet. When it's quiet. And we miss out on that because we're focused on the wrong things. The wrong things. God often speaks to us through the words of the Bible. He'll speak through us through other people. He'll speak through us through nature. He'll speak to us. I say sometimes God will speak in the middle of a commercial on TV and let us hear what he wants us to hear. But often we're too busy looking for the big booming voice that we miss the quiet message that God is sending to us. Oftentimes we miss out on what God is saying to us because we have forgotten what God's voice sounds like. In the middle of all the noise that is going on in life, in the middle of all of what is going on in the pandemic situation, in the middle of what is going on in politics, we forget God's voice. It's bad that we can't meet in a sanctuary and join together like we did at one time. But I don't care if I can meet in a sanctuary or not. I'm not going to fail to communicate with God. Why? Because I don't want to miss his voice. And I don't want to forget what his voice sounds like. I don't want to forget it. It's important that I remember what God's word is like. You know, when you study a foreign language, I took a foreign language back in high school and a couple years in college, but I ain't used it since. So I can't have a conversation with you in that language. I can't, because I know a word here and there. And I'm sure I messed them up now. Why? Because I didn't stay in practice with what I had. You want to stay in practice in your communication with God. Listen to him. Hear him. Because he's steadily speaking. He's steadily speaking. You want to hear him. Remember what Jesus said in John chapter 10 and verse 27? My sheep know my voice. And another they not going to follow. You got to know his voice by the constant communication that you have with him. I have several family members, several friends that we talk on a regular basis. We talk on almost a daily basis to the place where when we talk, you answer the phone, hello, or, you know, y'all know me, I say, hey. They just start talking. I just start talking. Why? Because we communicate so much. We don't have to identify ourselves and say, hey, this is your brother Roy calling you. This is Pastor Carl. No. Because we communicate so much. You don't want to not communicate with God to the place where you don't recognize his voice when he speaks. Many times, and this is a bad one, but it's the truth. My job is to tell truth. And many times the reason we're not hearing God's voice, what prevents us from listening to God, It's because we just plain don't want to. We just don't want to hear what God has to say to us. We don't want to hear it. God was calling out to Samuel. And Samuel was trying to listen. Now, he was listening. He thought it was Eli, the prophet, that was speaking to him. And Eli tells him, now once he understands what's going on, he said, just when you hear that voice again, just say, yes, Lord, I'm listening. Your servant hears. I want to hear what you have to say to me. He wasn't afraid of what God might say. He wasn't trying to second guess what God might say. And he certainly was not just plain ignoring what God had to say. But instead, he chose to respond and intently, purposely listen to what God might say to him. Too many of us are choosing to ignore God. We're choosing to push away what God is, what God says. We'll switch the channel so I don't have to hear what God is saying. God speaks to us today. Whether we listen to it or not, God is speaking. And if we choose to not listen to what God has to say to us, who's losing out? Think about it. Who's losing out? I'm reminded of, I shared with some people, you know, the whole concept of some of the, I don't know what you would call them. There's some grocery store club type stores where you can go and buy the same items you would buy at your local grocery store, but you buy them in a big super family pack. And usually it costs less than it does if you go to the local grocery store and buy it. You understand what I'm talking about? And so I've shared with a few people how I will go to the big place and buy this big, massive package and then bring it home and separate it into smaller packets of what I'm going to eat. Wrap it up in individual packets or however I do it and put the other in the freezer. And I've saved myself quite a bit of money. And so I shared that. When I found that information, somebody told it to me. I tried it and it worked and I shared the information. I'm still surprised that people that I've shared it with that find the need to not listen to what I'm saying. And I say, you ain't got to go where I go, but just use the idea because it'll save you some money. And I know you're struggling with the money that you do have. And if you do this, it'll save you. And they'll say, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And later when I say, you know, did you try it? How did it work? They'll give me 1,000 reasons why they didn't listen to what I said. Now, did it harm them? It didn't cause them to die, but it caused them to lose some money that they could have saved. We're talking about our very spiritual lives. And I often say, don't look at your spiritual life just as when you leave this life here on earth and you transition into eternity. No, God has life for us to live now. Jesus said in John chapter 10, I come that you might have life and to have that life more abundantly. When I think about the abundant life of Jesus, I always go back to the promised land that God had provided for his people. And he made the statement he always made was it was a land flowing with milk and honey. And many of us are missing out on the milk and honey that God has in life for us now. Not just when we die, but now. And we miss out on it because we're not hearing God. We're getting distracted by other things. So we're not hearing God. We're allowing ourselves to look for the clapping, thunderous voice and not hearing the small whisper that God might give to us. We're being allow the noise of other things to crowd us out what God is saying. And then too many times we're allowing the idea that I don't want to hear God. And you say, well, why wouldn't somebody want to hear God? Because quiet as it's kept, a lot of times we think we know more than God. We think because what we're doing seems to be working for us, then we feel like, well, I'm okay. And we're outside of what God would have us to do. So while we may get by today and we might get by tomorrow and maybe the next day, I guarantee you the end result. The scripture says that there is a way that seems right to man, but the end of it, the end result is destruction. Don't let yourself fall into a destructive way of life because you're not listening to God. If you've done like I've done this sometimes when I'm traveling and, you know, tend to listen to the GPS, be it on our phone or, you know, whatever system we have in our car, and we'll do what they say do. But even sometimes while we listen to that, we think we know a better way and we'll turn and go only to find ourselves having to go back to what we were told to do because what we thought didn't work. The road wasn't open. There's construction, whatever. If you turn in the wrong way because you haven't been listening to God, today's a good day to turn around and get on the right path. Don't just continue on the way you're going just because, well, it's me and, oh, well, I'm just going on. No, God allows turnarounds. God allows changes. We've heard it said many times that he is a God of a second chance, second, third, fourth, innumerable chances. But you got to make the decision to start hearing God, to start listening to him. Don't miss out. Don't miss out on what God has for you. Don't miss out on the life that God has for you. And yeah, the life that we have now is important, but eternity is even more so important because eternity is forever. Don't miss out on the eternity that God has for you. The Bible tells us that Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us. Don't miss out on that prepared place that the Lord has for you because you failed to listen. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you today for life, health, and strength. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy toward us. We thank you, God, that you choose to love us and allow us to bask in the love that you have for us and love you back. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making a way of salvation for us, that we can recognize our sins, our frailties, our faults, and come admitting them to you. And your word teaches us in 1 John 1:9 that you can hear us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness and forgive us for our sins. So even now, Father, forgive us. Any place that we have failed, any place that we have missed a mark, any place that we have been disobedient, forgive us, Father. Wash us clean and make us whole. Allow us to forgive ourselves that we can move on forward in you. And today, Father, we look toward you to lead us, to guide us in the way that you would have us to go. Be our director. Light our pathway. Be that lamp that we need. Many times we think we're grown and we know the way that we're going, and we find out that the way that we have chosen is so far off from where you would have us to be. So, Father, today, let us listen to your voice. Let us turn down the noise that would ground out what you're saying. Let us, Father, not decide to do something else, but choose to listen to you. Help us, Father, as you love us, to reach out and love somebody else, to share the love of Jesus with others, that they too might come to know you in a very real way. You are alive, you are our Father, and you give for us every day what we need for the day's journey. Help us to share with others. Keep us in your care. And we will praise you, we will worship you, we will honor you forever because you're our God. Even in the middle of chaos, you're our God. In the middle of not understanding what is going on, you're our God. In the middle of just absolute craziness, you are our God. You're a God who gives a peace that surpasses all understanding. You're a God who gives us a full joy. You're a God who loves us unconditionally. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now you go and live in victory today. We love you with the love of the Lord. Let us hear from you. Remember, we thank you for your financial support. Those of you that have continued to donate to the work of ministry, you can go on our website and there you can click the button. You can use the Giblify app to share that we might continue to help others. God bless you. Have a great day. We love you with the love of the Lord. Be sure to listen. Be sure to hear what God is saying.